This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another section of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you guys for being with me. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies. Just tell them all about the show. I mean, don't you want to drive as many people as you can crazy? I do. I want to make sure they all know. Look at me. Now I really look like I'm... Anyway... I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. We got stuff on the website. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book. You can buy a coffee mug. I just want a coffee. Everything tastes better in a coffee mug, although I don't have one. And if I did, there would be nothing in it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I love talking about this now. I really have gotten in the mood where if you don't think, I've been saying for a long time that the left no longer wants to hold you responsible for your actions. Things that people do, well, unless you're on the right, but things that people do for the most part is never their fault. It's always somebody else's. You know, you get these people who steal from a store to feed their family, and it's because the government. Because the government isn't giving them enough food stamps. Because the government isn't doing enough, giving them enough services, so he had to go rob a store to feed his family. I mean, you just listen to all the things that happen. Right? Remember when ISIS was going crazy? Remember when we had all these issues going on? And why was it? It was because they didn't have jobs. Remember that? If we just find a way to get them jobs and get them educated, they'll stop this. No! It was a religious thing. It's a religious belief. You going to convince them that their God doesn't matter? Is that what you're going to do? Anyway. So when these things happen, I always get the biggest kick out of it. Because the Trump derangement syndrome? It's real. I thought it was just a whatever, but it is real. And when I say it's real, what I mean by that is that people are acting out because they see things that Trump may have done or may not have done or whatever to them, with them. And why is it? It's because of Trump. So a Massachusetts woman was reportedly taken into custody on Monday after she drove into a car sporting a Trump bumper sticker. Now, it'd be one thing if she was in a car and she hit the car in front of her because her husband was with another woman. You go, okay, well, that made her a little crazy, and we can deal with that. But a Trump, can you guys send me, because I know some of you on the left listen to the show. You kind of troll the show. Do you have any stickers? Because I'm missing something here, obviously. Do you have any links to stories where somebody ran into a car where they were sporting an Obama sticker? I'm just curious, because I haven't seen that one yet. Do you know what I mean? And this gets crazier and crazier and crazier. I don't get it. I don't get you people. So the arrest of Chloe Wright, 25, followed an alleged hit and run in Hyannis on June 30th. That's according to the Cape Times. After the incident, the man she hit reportedly contacted the Barnstable Police Department and recalled hearing a motorist behind him honking their car horn and as he waited at a red light. Now, according to the police report, the honking continued by the time he reached another light. The motorist kept shouting at him, fearing that the alleged honking and shouting was regarding a problem with his car. The man reportedly got out, at which point he said that he heard the other motorist shouting about his bumper sticker supporting Trump. And that's according to the report. She said, you voted for Trump? I said, yes. She called me a racist and several other names. The man then claimed that the woman repositioned her car and hit his car with hers. How sick do you have to be? This has nothing to do with Trump. I've been saying this for a long time. The sickness, the illness, the hate, right? These are one of these love Trump's hate kind of people. The hate that these people have for him is driving them to do this kind of stuff. I'm sorry. So who are the ones that are sick? Who are the fascists? Look up the word. Who are the fascists in all of this? The man's girlfriend was with him at the time. She backed it up, right, of what went down. Wright was arrested roughly a month later on a warrant from the Barnstable District Court for assault with a dangerous weapon. She reported she pleaded not guilty. She was freed on a $1,200 bond. Woo, big bucks, right? Now, what they got her for was vandalizing property, leaving the scene of property damage. But she'll say it was his fault, because if he didn't have the Trump sticker, I wouldn't have got so mad. I mean, this is really how they talk to these things. This is really how they talk about these things. So anyway, coming up next, Mark Weinstein is going to join me. He's the founder of MeWe. And Tammy wrote a piece, producer Tammy put a piece out there, talking about the different social media sites. And there was one in particular that bothered him, and we'll talk about it during the show. And, you know, there's so and it's not just one or two or three. There's a dozen of these social media sites out there, you know, fighting for people, fighting to make their case. Some of them say it's, you know, they're fighting for more freedom, to give you more freedom of speech, not to, you know, not to hold you back, if you would. And we had been bit a few times, just, you know, switching around. And so Tammy decided to do some digging, some looking, and she put out there what she found. He's going to clarify some of those issues and see if he can't straighten them out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Truth. We are back. Well, this is Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And, producer Tammy did a piece on MeWe and social media as a whole a while back. And the founder of MeWe reached out to us and wanted to tell his side of the story, if you would. So, as I always tell you, I'm interested in both sides of the issue. I'm always interested in what somebody has to say and where they're at. So take a listen and tell me, well, let's find out about MeWe. Okay, so as I keep telling you guys, this world, I mean, it's almost like the financial world when it comes to social media and what have you. You've got Facebook and YouTube and what is that, Lord? Oh, Twitter. Yeah, those wonderful people there. And you know, we talked a while back about MeWe and a few others. There's a whole bunch of them out there now. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that remember, it was Facebook was not the giant in the room, if you would. It was MySpace, and there was another one for teenagers or preteens or what have you. There was all kinds of stuff out there over the years. And my fear about social media has always been this: when you can't somewhat control something, I'm not saying you have to clamp it down. God only knows where it's going. I see stuff I don't want to see. We just need to get people on here that can speak to these issues. Now, Tammy, producer Tammy, wrote a piece a while back about why we weren't jumping to MeWe. And as I keep telling you guys, when you get information, sometimes you got to go a little deeper with it. You got to go a little further with it. You got to get some more facts around it before you do things. And she had the right heart. She wanted to do the right thing because we had already jumped to two or three different platforms. I got crazy. I got tired of jumping around. But Mark Weinstein reached out to me. He's the founder and CEO of MeWe, the next gen social network. Now, you can call it anti-Facebook, but I think that you don't want to put a negative around it. MeWe is the next social media platform that we need to look at. And Mark, first of all, thanks for forgiving us. Secondly, thanks for coming on to talk about this.
Joe, thank you. It's great to be with you, you know, and it's great to be with you again. We talked a few years ago when we were in a beta project, and it's great, you know, because we were right. You and I talked about this about 4 years ago, and we were right, because I told you, listen, Joe, we're not giving up our privacy, and I know you believe fervently in the right to privacy,
yep,
and we're not going to let companies just spy on us willy-nilly and sell us down the river. We're going to fight back. We're going to come back. We're going to change this. And MeWe is here today. We're live. We've got a couple million members. We're rocking and rolling, and we're doing the right thing. You know, we're a great social media platform, and we don't have any of the BS, you know, this shadow banning, these biases, these politics, you know, manipulating people's news feeds, manipulating people's minds. What happened to social media, Joe? It was supposed to be for you and me to hang out like we're at our kitchen table with friends we know, with friends we don't know, and have a great conversation and not worry about being spied on and sold down the river.
Yeah, and again, for somebody like me, for a lot of conservatives out there who do want a place to kind of put up their messages and talk about things, and as I told you earlier, you know, I always saw this with my mother as a place where she could get the grandkids' pictures and talk about what's going on, all that other fun stuff. And this thing has grown out of control, and I'm one of those guys that always believed they knew what they were doing from day one. I think the aha light went on a couple of times, but for most intents and purposes, when you're in this kind of business, what are you doing? You're doing data mining. You can't have a service like this totally free without having something to sell, some way to create revenue, yay or no?
Okay, so this is a really great place to sort of open that door.
Yep.
Because we've been brainwashed, and we want all of our listeners to understand this. Facebook, Google, now Twitter, you know, Instagram, everybody, they've brainwashed us, and Instagram, for our listeners, is a Facebook product. So is WhatsApp. So if you're using Instagram and WhatsApp, just understand that you're being spied on, tracked, and sold down the river also. So here's what happened, Joe. They sold us a bill of goods saying, you know, we have to track you. We have to sell your data. That's the only way we can make money. And, you know, we're sorry about that, but that's how it is. Too bad. And we bought it because these big, powerful companies and Zuckerbergs were telling us this. BS. That's BS. Does capitalism work that way, folks? No. Capitalism has never worked that way. Democracy and capitalism together have never worked that way. We don't get spied on. We don't get sold down the river. We provide great services and products to people, and then they become our customers, and we find ways to monetize that are respectful and, you know, take care of everybody.
Well,
so, go ahead.
I was going to say, you heard Mr. Zuckerberg say that they don't target any peoples. They don't sell data or that kind of stuff. I mean, you could go into the committee hearings and start yanking out one-liners of his and go, really, what about this? Really, what about this? They didn't have the information, which I thought was really interesting, that the people holding the hearing did not have the stuff in front of them.
Joe, Mark Zuckerberg has been lying for years. There are articles written about it, about how much he, how many times he apologizes and lies, lies and apologizes, apologizes and lies. So, I mean, come on, folks. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I look at our relationship with Facebook, and all for all of us, and I look at it as like, okay, this is like a bad relationship. We have irreconcilable differences. We all want something better. We know we're being burned. You know, we know that there's no loyalty. And so we're looking and looking and waiting, and I have good news for everybody. MeWe is here. M-E-W-E. MeWe is here. And, Joe, we don't spy on you. We don't sell your data. We don't create a data packet on you. We don't manipulate your news feed. And we do make money the old-fashioned capitalist way. MeWe is free. Free forever. Because that's what people expect. And when you're on MeWe, if you want some extra stuff, extra storage, or you want a secret chat in addition to our great regular chat, secret chat like WhatsApp, only without us spying on you, then that's 99 cents a month. If you want some cool custom emojis, those are 99 cents. If you want to set up a page, a fan page, or a business page on MeWe, that's $1.99 a month. You know, so we have great optional features, but you don't need to spend a dime to connect with your family and friends and to connect with, you know, your whoever, whatever you're into. We've got about 75,000 open groups on MeWe. Like you said, we've already got a couple million members, and just have a great time. So, and then we also
don't run over that part of it yet. So, so it's kind of an a la carte. If there's certain little things that you, the basics are there, and you can really have a good time with, as I said to you earlier, with, you know, the grandkids' pictures, pictures from events from your kids, and that kind of stuff, sharing that with family and friends. But then if you want to take a little
interesting
further,
that you lead with a grandkids' picture.
Well,
that's interesting. Yeah.
Because that's, you think about, you know, family
media,
members.
That's what social media has become.
That's right. Well, that's but it's a way. Look at my mother, who hates technology, is actually in there marking down and chatting and talking about her grandkids and sharing her pictures like she would do, you know, if you had them in a shoebox sitting in her living room, right? But now
right.
They can do it on a technology
basis. She's on Facebook doing that.
Yeah.
And listen, Joe, we just got to segue here for a second, because imagine your grandkids now, 20, 30 years later.
And we'll be back in a minute with Mark Weinstein. He is the one of the founders of MeWe. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way, and we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not, or anything like that, so we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly, and that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced, but it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Really, seriously. Involved, engaged, being part of. And I mean that sincerely. And don't stop being part of. Okay, we're talking about the social media platform MeWe. And we did a piece on our website about it a while back. And the founder had got in touch with me and asked me if he could come on to clarify some things. So I said, sure. Okay, we're back at it again. Like I tell you guys, I'm not the expert. I bring people on that know about this stuff, can speak to it intelligently without emotion. Because a lot of times when we're discussing and we're talking things with people, you guys write me emails, they're always filled with emotion. I mean, let's get the fact right. Then we can move on from there. So, you know, as you know, producer Tammy wrote a piece a while back about why we weren't jumping to MeWe. And it just came off of us jumping to a couple of platforms and being bit. And when you're on the radio like this, whether you have 16 listeners or you know, 160,000, whatever it is, people tend to run with you. And you've got to do your homework, all right? So, you know, I've always told you guys, when I make a mistake, I come back, I'll throw it back on you, and we can discuss it. And I believe we may have made a mistake here. We didn't have all the facts, and some of the information you got was true, but it was a little different than was given to us. And I'm going to give founder and CEO of MeWe, it's Mark Weinstein, an opportunity here to discuss these kind of things so we can get it out in the open. And again, you guys can have your concerns, if you would, laid to rest. Because after the piece hit and after we talked about it, I got a lot of positive emails from you. But I want to say it again. We had some of the wrong information. I'm going to give Mark the opportunity to clear some of it up. And Mark, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure listening to you. It's a information age. We get so much information. And, you know, some of it isn't accurate, and that's cool. This is also why at MeWe, we don't boost news. You can't pay to boost a news story and target people you don't know. There's no such thing on MeWe. So, you know, the idea at MeWe is keeping information straight and accurate. So you only get, you know, in your news feed, It's only the friends you're connected to and the groups you're connected to that are your choice, and that's your newsfeed. Timeline order, we don't mess around with it. We think that's ridiculous. It's incredible what these other companies do. You know, you can be on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram following somebody or you know, in touch with your best friend, and you don't see what they post because those companies' algorithm decides that there's something else they want to show you so they can get you to buy something.
Well, let's just call it the other service. I don't want to give them any more press than I have to, but you know, when we post stuff on that other service, we have actually been cut. One night, you know, you ever see Beetlejuice? You say his name three times and he shows up. I think I said the word Zuckerberg three times in a row, and all of a sudden our feed died. And it's just, you know, they censor things. They censor it in real time. Imagine the money. You and I both know technology. Imagine the money they spent. They have computers that do nothing but listen for certain things, have certain algorithms in them that will cut something off if they don't like it, or gray it out, if you would, if they don't like it. But let's
they built huge data centers too.
Oh,
go ahead.
Hey, so let's deal with some of the stuff first and foremost that was in the article that you had reached out to us, and again, I appreciate it. You know, I'm sorry we didn't go deeper with it, but I appreciate it. The one of our listeners has sent us some information on Jonathan Wolf. And you look at the names and some of the comments that were that were made. And again, everybody has a right to their opinion. I don't have a problem with that. But I think one of the memes, one of the issues that somebody really had a problem with was that he put a meme out there or a post out there that said, "Know your enemy." Long read about Marion Hammer, head of the NRA lobbyist of Florida. May she die in an accidental gunshot wound and burn in hell. So,
okay.
We all have. Listen, wait a minute.
Let me know when you're ready.
We all have our opinions, and I get it. And again, I'm not telling you that you got to shut the guy up.
He does not work for me. Really.
Okay, so let's get that down. So you see something like this, and the first thing somebody goes is, "Oh my God, you know, he's affiliated with this company." So go ahead. Now it's all yours, Jonathan Wolf.
Okay. So listen. So, you know, a couple of things, and I don't know how you guys do it, but I, you know, we're in America, right? And
right.
As you and I talked about, we hire the greatest engineers and the greatest designers, and I hired Jonathan Wolf in 1998, I'm one of the guys who invented social media.
Yep.
And Jonathan Wolf was my third hire in 1998. This guy is a PhD in neuroscience. He totally understands how a computer screen and a phone screen interacts with the human eye and the brain.
Wow.
He's a color physiologist, and I hired him, and this guy is a genius. Now, when I'm interviewing somebody in 1998 or in 2018, I don't have a question that says, "What are your politics?" That, to me, is un-American. So I hire the best Americans I can hire, and Europeans, you know, for the job. Anybody, the best person for the job. So Jonathan, as it turns out, and, you know, he hasn't worked for us in 4 years, so we started the new company. He worked for us again. And we don't, you know, frankly, I never knew what his politics were. I don't care.
Right.
But apparently, as, you know, you discovered, he's tweeting some pretty interesting stuff. So, but the good news is, now, Tammy wrote this article, you know, sometime in 2018. Jonathan hasn't worked for us for years. And, you know, in the future, as I said to you, I said, listen, just call me up. If there's any question or concern, call me up. MeWe has no politics. We have a statement front and center on our website, inside our website, to all of our members in MeWe News and Updates. We have a politics policy. There are no politics inside MeWe. None whatsoever. If you find any, I want to know about it because we want everybody. So listen, there are politics in there because there are people from every possible persuasion, because you can talk freely about, you know, I don't care if you're a conservative, an independent, a libertarian, a Democrat, a liberal, a Tea Party. That's none of my business. That's none of anybody's business but yours and your friends on MeWe, and there are lots of open groups. So whatever your persuasion is, you can find your, you know, your constituents on MeWe. What these other companies are doing, the shadow banning, these you know, biases, Joe, I don't understand it, and I'm worried about it. It's clear to me that Facebook is interfering with democracy, and that's a big problem for us.
No, I agree with you, and I agree with you. It's funny because one of the conversations we constantly have on the show and with our listeners is you can't have censored free speech. There's no such thing. So what do you allow? Right? What do you allow? What don't you allow? How do you allow? Do I want to hit a page where I see two people, you know, having animal sex because that's what the guy in that site appreciates? Should there be a warning if somebody says, you know, I hate President Trump and I wish he'd have a heart attack and drop dead at the dais? I mean, you have a comment that somebody sent me said you may not post content that is hateful. Now, I will tell you, for me, I kind of get it, but there's some people who would say, well, what's hateful? Where does that censorship kind of start and stop? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You and I talked about this because, you know, we're a site. So here's the thing about MeWe. We are for good people. And to me, that means law-abiding citizens who follow our terms of service. We're for good people everywhere in the world. And when we say don't post something hateful, you know, if you post, like what you just said, if you post, you know, Trump should have a heart attack and die, or if you post a certain constituency, they should all be killed, that's hateful.
Right.
So it's not gray. That's not gray. That's very clear to us. The rest of it is like, you know, I wish, you know, all the liberals would go, you know, sort of swim in their own, you know, wheatgrass juice. You know, who cares?
Right. Right.
And listen, remember, this is America. My God, we would be such a boring country if we all thought the same thing. I don't really understand this. Remember, there's always been the spirit of, you know, of dissension. And still, Joe, for you and I know it because talked about it. We're Americans first.
Yeah.
We're Americans. We live in the greatest democracy ever envisioned in the history of the world. We have to preserve that, and that means we have to encourage this open discourse and people of whatever political persuasion, and it's not my place in social media to judge what you are saying and what you are thinking and what your ideas are about politics or religion or your sexuality or your health or anything else. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen, don't break the law, because that's not what MeWe, we're not here for that. You can't be on MeWe if you're a lawbreaker. And just follow our very simple terms.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. We've got to go for another break. When we come back, I want you to explain the different levels of MeWe. I know you started getting MeWe Pro, but I cut you off because I wanted to get some understanding here. And really, what is different about MeWe, Facebook, and or Twitter? What is going to make you different than they are? And we'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to learn a little bit more about MeWe, the founder, and what's actually going on over there. You listen to The Real Side on GCN.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology.
dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're right back at it. We're talking to the founder of MeWe, and he's trying to straighten out a few things that information out there may not be quite right. Okay, we're back at it again. We're talking about your favorite, I mean your favorite, well, maybe my favorite, your favorite topic, which is social media. Because you guys complain about it all the time to me, and you want to know why we're still on certain platforms or we're still doing certain things. Like, first and foremost, my job is to get the message out there. If some of those platforms won't let me, well, then shame on them or whatever. I'm still behind the mic anyhow, so it doesn't much matter how it goes out. It just needs to get out some way, shape, manner, or form. But as we were jumping sites or jumping platforms, we kept getting bit. This is a good one. That's a good one. This one's going to, you know. And so producer Tammy went out and wrote a piece. And in that piece, we took some input from some of the listeners. We did a little research on it. And, you know, as usual, or as it happens from time to time, we need now to go back. Because there were some errors made, and we need to clear up some of those errors. So Mark Weinstein reached out, and he's the founder and CEO of MeWe. And apparently Mark and I, not apparently, but they, it came to my remembrance as we were talking that we had a relationship long before MeWe. And you know, he has been on the social media platform banner forever. I mean, probably one of the first. So, Mark, first of all, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be back together talking about what's important, you know, free speech and, you know, on social media, right? Free speech and respect and not being sold. Remember, it's one thing to have free speech if the company is still spying on you and selling your information and targeting you and manipulating your newsfeed, that's still really screwed up.
Yep.
And so I'm glad we're here to talk about MeWe and talk about doing it right. You know, free speech and no BS.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about, first and foremost, what distinguishes MeWe from a Facebook or Twitter other than the obvious? I mean, the obvious is they're selling our stuff. They are shadow banning us. They're keeping us from getting the message out. You know, I told you what happened with us on Twitter and pretty much overnight. And what was funny is, you know, producer Tammy tweets out during the show. She does posting during the show to several platforms. And you always get response. You know how it goes. You get somebody who's teed off at you, so they're responding. You get somebody who loves what you said, so they're responding as well. And within about two or three days, that came to a screeching halt. And then all of a sudden, a couple of months later, all the followers fell off out of nowhere. You know, and we have people saying, I'm not getting messages anymore. So anyway, what's going to distinguish you? What's going to put us at ease that MeWe won't be doing those kind of things?
Well, first of all, I do want to tell our listeners that I write a lot about this stuff around the world. I publish around the world. So I'm not just some guy in social media, but I'm actually one of the world's leading privacy advocates, one of the you know, original founders of social media, and we're fixing this problem. And right now, Joe, you're right. I mean, Twitter is using this excuse of knocking off trolls and, you know, everybody else to, it looks like, to clean shop a little bit, possibly do some politically biased, you know, house cleaning. I've written an article about it. I'm looking to publish right now about how Facebook and Twitter are still censoring conservatives. And that's just plain wrong. So, first of all, MeWe has a privacy bill of rights built in. So we don't just, you know, say it on the air, but right on our homepage and inside the site, you have a privacy bill of rights. You own your personal information and content. You never receive any advertisements or any third-party content. You see every post in timeline order. Permission and privacy are your rights. We don't use facial recognition. Your face is your business. Your emojis are your business. So, yeah, I love that one. Your face is your business. By the way, this is right on. It's our privacy bill of rights. And you can delete your account anytime and take your content with you at any time. This has always been on MeWe. We also, Joe, have a poison pill in our privacy policy. So when people say, oh, yeah, cool, but, you know, someone's going to buy you and then you're going to change. And I say, no, they're not going to change it because we built our privacy policy with a poison pill that says if we ever change our privacy policy, we have to alert you, our member, and give you a way to delete your account at the same time. So I like to say if Facebook had that clause in their privacy policy, they would have been dead and gone 5-6 years ago. So, you know, the first thing is that we do it right. I've been given an award by the Canadian government called Ambassador of Privacy by Design. I've been ranked one of the leading, you know, online privacy experts. So I'm not just a CEO. I'm a guy who fervently believes in our great country and in democracy and in freedom of speech. And I don't believe that my data should be sold by anybody for any reason. And I don't want to be targeted by some algorithm. So we have that now. What we've done, Joe, inside the site is great because I love communication technology. After all, I'm one of the guys who invented the space. So we've got the stuff everybody loves. We've got great groups, great posting, great private groups for your family and friends. You've got a great news feed. We've got great features. We've got voice messaging across the platform. We've got disappearing content. We've got encrypted chat. You know, we've got a great custom camera on the on your phones, on the apps. You know, you've got doodling. You've got live voice and live video. We've got everything that people love all in one place in a beautiful design with none of the BS. So, Joe, that's how we're doing it.
Well, and again, people need to understand this. There are different variations out there of this kind of thing. What if somebody, you know, you've got, what is it? I can't even keep up with them all, Mark, really, seriously. You've got the Facebook, and you've got Twitter, and you've got Instagram, and you've got, you know, you've got all these services. Do you kind of encompass those kind of things, or is it strictly a, if you would, a Facebook kind of default model?
Well, listen, so what we've done is we've taken all the great features people love and put them together in one platform. It's our engineering, it's our technology, and those are all together in one platform called MeWe. So, you know, people use it like a Twitter. They use it like a Facebook. They use it like a WhatsApp with our secret chat. You know, we've got great photo. Lots of people use it like an Instagram. And with MeWe Pages launching, we're launching MeWe Pages on September 15th. So, you know, then you'll have the fan pages and you'll have the business pages. And here's the cool thing, Joe. If you have a fan page or a business page on Facebook, then you know that you actually, if you've got 100,000 people, let's say, following you, or 10,000, or, you know, 10 million, you reach about 1% of those people that actually see what you post.
That's right.
At MeWe, you will reach 100% of them because we don't interfere with it. You see everything you're following in timeline order. It's your account, not ours. So it actually really is different, but it has all the features people love all in one place. So you don't have to use seven different sites. You go to MeWe, get your friends over here, or a lot of people just come over because, for example, we see hundreds of thousands of, you know, conservatives coming over, libertarians coming over, you know, even Bernie people come over. They're all getting censored on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And so you find your constituencies, and we have, as I said, we've got about 75,000 open groups. So whatever your hobby is, let's say, you know, you're a bicyclist or you're a car guy or you're a garden person or a barbecue person. You know, there are groups for everything that you love on MeWe, started by people like you.
So you're going to have, you know, we only got a couple of minutes here. So you've got the free level, and then you could pay a small fee to have what things added?
So, you know, then you, and we'll have this MeWe premium membership in the fall. But right now, you know, if you want to have our secret chat in addition to our great regular chat, that's 99 cents a month. Double ratchet encryption, end-to-end encrypted, never touches our servers. If you want live voice and live video, that's free, just coming out of beta. That'll be 99 cents a month. It's already on the site. Custom emojis, you know, extra storage, but we have standard 8 gigs, which is a ton, so you don't have to worry about it. Lots of great things. MeWe Pages, MeWe Premium, and, Joe, we have MeWe Pro, a separate app. Separate desktop, separate app. By the way, all our services are translated into 8 languages. MeWe Pro is a Slack competitor. So if you've heard of Slack, enterprise collaboration, so MeWe Pro kicks Slack's butt. It's better. It's fully integrated. It's one-third the price. And so go to MeWePro.com and get your company and your organization or your project on there. And it's free for not-for-profits.
So you can for lack of a better way of saying it, you can actually broadcast directly to MeWe like you would like you do on the Facebook app, correct?
So you can broadcast to your friends. Now, we don't have that live streaming video yet. We have live one-to-one. And soon it'll be live 50-to-1, you know, sort of like think of it like a Skype feature.
Right.
Only much better because Skype is such old technology. So that's already live on MeWe, live on MeWe Pro. And then, you know, this sort of live news feed that's coming. We're also launching an adult content section so that you don't run into the content you don't want to see if you don't want to be in the adult content area.
Right.
So, you know, this is social done right. No one's ever really envisioned it the way we have, and just making it a site that people can just really love and appreciate and really be part of. You know, we're the David throwing the rocks at Goliath, and David is right.
So MeWe Pro, it's good for business, or is it just encompass everything into one if somebody just wants to
go on? No, MeWe Pro is the separate app for businesses. So
MeWe,
MeWe.com, MeWe is for consumers, MeWe Network, and MeWe Pro is strictly for enterprise, for businesses. It's completely walled in. It's just for you and your team. It'll handle 50 people. It'll handle 50,000 people. That's what makes it so far superior to Slack. It's also fully integrated. It's way more than a chat app. It's got all of our great group technology, all of our great fully integrated technology, encryption technology. And, Joe, it's less than $100 a year. It's $6.99 a month per person. So think about that. To supercharge your results, to supercharge the connection and collaboration of your team, supercharges retention, because when people really feel a part of something, and Slack is clunky, and email, come on, millennials and everybody hate email for business use.
I know.
It's the wrong application of email.
And people are moving more and more. So check out MeWe.com. The rest of the interview will be up later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.